Welcome to The Truth About Lending. I'm Melinda Payan, the president and owner of The Truth About Lending. I've been a licensed mortgage broker for over 25 years and bring you clear and straightforward insights on everything from securing your initial home purchase to refinancing your house or obtaining condo financing in Florida's dynamic lending market. Now let's get into The Truth About Lending. No, you're not alone. I'm gonna make this place your home. Hi everyone, welcome to Mortgages with Melinda. Today we're going to take a closer look at the differences with financing a condo in the state of Florida. So we've got a lot of information on our YouTube channel regarding condo financing, and this is something that we've shared a lot of insight about, but we're just going to take a little bit closer look to see if anything's changed, what's going on, and what important tips that you could use to make sure you understand what you are looking at if you are a buyer or a seller of a condo, or if you're an agent that's assisting a client who's buying or selling condos. So everyone knows that condo financing in Florida is a pain in the rear end. Let's face it, anybody who's been through it realizes that it's much different than the rest of the country. So you're in a situation where you really are dealing with a process that has two different types of underwriting. So they're underwriting you as a buyer, or if you're the realtor, they're underwriting your client, or if you're a seller, they're underwriting the person who's buying the condo from you. And they're looking at their own individual income and assets and credit, and just like normal on any other loan. Okay. But there's a separate underwriting process that is completely separate from the buyer's pre-qualification. And this is an underwriting process that involves the condo association itself. So what they're looking at specifically are different things related to the association. So for example, they're looking at the annual budget to see if the association has reserves. So a lot of people throw that word around, reserves. What does that mean? Well, what they're looking at is, does the association have in a savings account or a reserve account, which is also a savings account, to basically put the money up in the event there was a catastrophe, in the event that there was a big storm and they have to pay a deductible for the insurance, or if there's a lawsuit, or if there's some kind of something that the association needs extra money for. So in general, for a conventional loan or for an FHA loan or even for a VA loan, what they're looking at is, does the association have 10% of their annual revenue as in a reserve account? So if you're a $2 million annual revenue, they're looking for $200,000 in reserves, just to kind of give you an example. So this is something that is a challenge with many condos. And so many condos don't necessarily pass that part of it. Now, let's take a step back and let me just further explain that there's something called a full condo review and a limited condo review. And the difference between the two is that with a full condo review, there's a ton of questions, there's different requirements for the master insurance policy, and it's just a lot stricter. Now, typically with a full condo review with a conventional Fannie Mae loan, you're looking at putting down anywhere from 3% to 20%, or I should say 3% to 24.99% on a primary residence, because once you put down 25% on a primary residence, then it becomes a limited condo review, which is a lot easier of a process. It's a lot less restrictions. There's a lot less questions that are asked. There are certain things in reference to the master insurance policy that are more flexible. So really, it becomes an easier process. So because of that, many agents will advertise that their condos require 25% down, or that the seller prefers 25% down. Now, not every condo is going to have an issue with all of these questions or with the budget, but many can. So it's really kind of 50-50. There isn't a set amount of condos that we can say, hey, this is all good and cool, and we're not going to have a problem. Now, there's a lot of legislation that happened as a result of the whole Surfside incident, and things with condos are changing quite a bit. There are going to be many more condos now having reserves over the next few years because of this new legislation that requires condos to either have reserves or a reserve study, meaning that they had a third party, a third entity, look at their building and determine how much reserves do they need in the event of an emergency. And this is what has come up. And if that's less than 10%, it's okay if they have a reserve study that explains that they don't need to have the full 10%. Now, because of this legislation, over the next few years, almost every condo in Florida is going to have reserves, which is going to do what? It's going to make the ability to finance a condo much easier. And for people who are working with lower down payments, it's going to open an entirely new market where people can go and purchase a condo with 3% down or 5% down or something that's way easier than right now, which is a much more challenging time when you're working with less than 25% down for a primary residence. There's different restrictions for second homes and for investment properties. Those are typically 30% down for when a condo becomes a limited review versus full review. And why is this important for you to know? Good question. The reason why is because you don't want to spend $600 on an appraisal and $500 on an inspection and find out the condo didn't meet the criteria of what you're trying to finance. And now you have to put down 25% instead of 10%. And now you're in a situation where you don't qualify, you can't move forward with that condo. And wouldn't it have been nice for somebody to tell you this $1,100 ago? So that's really the important thing to understand. We really want to try to check every single thing that we can check regarding condos upfront as much as possible. Now, listen, guys, the reserve requirement with the budget is just one of many things that are checked, but it's the easiest thing that we can check up front. So that way we know, is there a problem with the reserves? If there is a problem with the reserves, we can just stop right there. We don't have to continue through the process. But if there, we can stop right there and restructure the process. Like, in other words, if you're putting down less than 25%, we can have a discussion, a strategy as to how are you still able to buy this house? Are there other alternative options? Which there are, okay? There are alternative options if they don't have reserves, and we can discuss that with you one-on-one. But basically, there are options that may be available. But at that point, we can have a really good dialogue about what those options are and what works for you. So now, in the event that the building does have reserves, there is still many other questions that need to be answered. So if you're doing a full condo review or full condo underwrite, they're looking at how many people are behind in their association dues. They're looking at, is there any large amount of investors in the building versus people who live there as a primary residence? Now they're looking at, regardless of what type of review that it is, whether it's a full review or a limited review, they're going to look at the master insurance policy to make sure it's satisfactory. Now, if you're putting down less than 25%, there's additional insurance that's needed regarding fidelity insurance that basically protects the association against any of their officers doing something incorrect. So there's additional insurance requirements when you're putting down less than 25%. It's kind of complicated, and I don't expect you guys to go through any of this on your own. That's why you need an expert like Melinda here, or one of our loan officers at The Truth About Lending, to be able to hold your hand and walk you through every step of the way. Now, we're not going to be able to give you 100% assurance that a condo is fully approved. So there's still going to be some risk with the appraisal and with the inspection money that you're paying, but we can try to eliminate the biggest problems or the biggest issues up front. which are, does the building have reserves? Is there any outstanding litigation? Are there any special assessments on the building regarding any safety issues or structural issues? Is the building on the condo property management system, the condo project management system, the CPM for Fannie Mae? Is it already listed as an approved building, or could it be listed as a denied building? These are all things that we can check quite a bit upfront to be able to give you at least more of a peace of mind before you go through this entire process and find out a week before closing there's some issues, which unfortunately happens all the time. We see that all the time. People coming to us trying to have us help them save their condo transaction. Now, listen, there's financing options out there that are not a Fannie Mae or a conventional loan, okay? And those options are available depending upon the transaction. Hey guys, we have a great website that you can go to called floridacondohelp.com, where we can research the condo for you. So if you'd like to go to that website, enter the information, and one of our loan officers will get back to you regarding the condo and give you whatever information that we do have on it. Now, let's also talk about something else in reference to condos. So the interest rate on condos is slightly worse compared to a single family home. Why? Because Fannie Mae and all the lenders consider it a higher risk when there's so many condos in one building. So for example, something that your neighbors do could affect you. If many of your neighbors end up not paying their association dues, that's ultimately going to affect the financial strength of the association, which in turn could affect you. And that's why condo financing is more complicated than single family homes. Now, the rate is a very small difference, maybe an eighth or a quarter of a percent, but there is a difference in the interest rate. Now, also let's discuss one thing in reference to townhouses. Many townhouses are set up as a legal description as a condo, meaning that they look like a townhouse, they feel like a townhouse, but they're actually legally a condo association. So it's really important that you pay attention to the legal description if it has the word condo in it. Just because a realtor has posted it on the MLS that it's a townhouse does not necessarily mean that it is a townhouse. It certainly could be a townhouse with a condo association. And sometimes you may see some villas that also have that as well. And that changes the type of financing that is offered, because the townhouse, even though it may just be a regular looking townhouse, is actually looked at the same as if it was a 20-story high-rise building on the beach. There really isn't a differentiation between a townhouse that is legally a condo and a condo that's regularly a condo. So bottom line is that it's all kind of lumped into the same category, which, yes, I know is not fair, but I don't make the rules and this is the way that it is. So it's really important that we do all of the research on this upfront to go over everything with you. Now let's talk a little bit about the safety addendum that's in place. There's supposed to be some changes that are happening, but currently Fannie Mae or conventional financing requires the association to fill out a safety addendum. And this is a direct result of what happened in Surfside. Basically, what it is a document stating, is there any work being done on the property? Are they aware of any structural issues? Are they aware of any pending assessments for any work? And all of those types of questions. Sometimes the association may not be willing to answer it. Sometimes they put information on there that's scary and we could have a problem with. And sometimes there's no issues, but these are all important things that we really want to try to get worked out upfront if possible. Unfortunately, oftentimes it can't really be worked out until you're deeper into the process. We can do as much screening as we possibly can, like I said in the beginning, but sometimes we're in a situation where we may or may not be able to get everything fully answered until a little bit deeper into the process. The important thing is that these questions are answered before your financing contingency is up, so that you have an answer before your escrow deposit becomes non-refundable. So guys, for more information on condos, please give us a call. I know this is a very complicated subject matter. We really want to make sure we are holding your hand every step of the way, even before you put a property under contract, trying to research the condos, making sure your realtor is asking all the correct questions, and trying to give you the correct preparation for the process. Because once you go under contract, your inspection period and your financing period, they run contiguous, meaning they both start at the same time. So really, we've got to get a bunch of stuff started on the financing, like the appraisal and condo questionnaire and things that cost money. And so the better things that, you know, the better the odds are that we can do more of this stuff up front before your clock starts ticking for any of these contingencies, the better that we're able to protect you and to guide you through the process. Thanks for listening to Mortgages with Melinda. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel and make sure that you give us a call. If you have any questions on mortgages, our phone number is 888-76-TRUTH, or you can visit us online at thetruthaboutlending.com. Thank you for listening to The Truth About Lending. Stay up to date with all Florida loan and mortgage news by subscribing to our channel and help us grow so we can continue bringing you insight and advice. Please like, share, and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. You can find the links to all our social media profiles in the description. You can find extra resources on our website, thetruthaboutlending.com. If you have any questions about Florida mortgages, we are licensed and ready to talk to you today. Call us at 888-76-TRUTH. That's 888-768-7884. You can also email us at melinda@ttal.info or visit us at our website, thetruthaboutlending.com. Until next time, remember, the truth about lending is out there for you.
No, you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.